Oh.
One minute. Ask them for a minute.
Yes, a minute. Let me open my.
Got it?
Yes.
All right.
It is my pleasure to place before the forum an urgent plea for what I call the need for restoration or reclamation of ancestral memory of Africa. For our own sake, but also especially for the sake of the youth of today and tomorrow, the diaspora as well as in Africa, we must recall that African peoples all over the world today are descendants of African ancestors who were once stampeded into directions they did not intend to follow. And that the stampede went on and on for so long that by the time it subsided, it left so many of us in a condition of trauma that has made it difficult, indeed impossible, for us to find our way back home. And yet, there is a journey we all must make into our past in order to come to terms with our future. For 500 years and more, we have journeyed into various spaces of the earth, and everywhere we go, we must confront dimensions of ourselves we did not know were there. There is something of our story, something of our mystery carved into every tombstone in all the graveyards of the world. Some tell us our salvation lies in a repudiation of ourselves, a repudiation of our history of endless fragmentation. But it must not, cannot be that the rest of the world came upon us, picked us up, used us to clean up their mess, then dropped us off into trash and moved on into a new era of celebrative arrogance. Hopeful, somehow hopeful that we shall forever remain lost among shadows of our own doubts. But no matter how far away we try to hide away from ourselves, we will have to come back home somehow in order to find out where and how and why we lost the light in our eyes, how and why we have become eternal orphans living on crumbs and leftovers. You know, we are the dog who caught the game, but must now sit under the table, cracking our hopes over bones and over droppings from the master's hands. In spite of all that pain, we can say without a doubt that as a people, we do hold the world record for survival against the most unreasonable odds. Yes, we do hold the most spectacular survival record, but we must hasten to remind ourselves that just to survive, simply to survive, merely to survive, barely to survive is not and can never be enough. Somehow, we must recall that we are a people who once rode the dawn with civilization's light still glowing through our mind. And so if today we must recall the fate of those who fought to the death of the last warrior, they fought to the death and resurrection of our final hope. So there is darkness still in our mind, but dawn cannot be too far behind. There is darkness still in our mind somehow, but dawn cannot be too far behind. I'd like to end with two suggestions. One, I urge that we must always remember to invoke the ancestors and ask for their guidance and blessing whenever we embark on projects such as this one. That is why I forwarded to the Secretariat a sample recording, audio and video, titled Ancestral Roll Call, in the hope that it could have been used as part of the opening ceremony of the forum. I realize time is in under great pressure, so it has not been possible to use it. But maybe in the future, whenever we gather like this, let's not forget the ancestors in whose name we are gathering. And our people all over everywhere have ways of doing that invocation and doing it properly. Secondly, last week in one of the pre-forum discussions, a brother made a suggestion which I would like to put before the forum, that perhaps instead of referring to ourselves as people of African descent, we should be talking of people of African ancestry. Thank you, Chair, for giving me the opportunity. Thank you.